right, Friday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Nice short show on Friday night. We'll be done right about 10:08 is my guess. You can put your guesses down if you'd like. Salty Gonads is on. Hassle-Free TV is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Granite 2468 is on. Paul's NYC is on. Let me see. Prayers Works 2 is on. Richard Perry is on. Robert Aroni's on. Big Scott is on. Scooter Magruder is on. R-Star 77 is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. DC941 is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Big Scott 1 is on. K4VMS is on. Todd Suff is on. General Plowman is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Mike Griffith is on. Blade Runner is on. Let me see here. Who'd I get? DK Jackson is on. Lady Vu is on. Clean Sanchez is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Peg McGroin is on. Let me see here. Nate Dad One is on. Tim L. T. Bird is on. John Phillips is on. Scrolling down. Let me see here. Boy Seven Howdy is on. Joe Heathen is on. Those Jesus People is on. Black Bart is on. TJT One is on. Mini Ball is on. Let me see anybody I missed here. USA Abbey Girl is on. You see Sexy Pony's on. DC941 is on. I love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Now, I got to break this video down. I don't usually do these. I just stick them in the pregame or the postgame for everybody's entertainment pleasure. But I just have to break this one down because it's so creepy. We have to talk about it. Play for me, Brent.
So I feel like everybody expects.
I've done it all because I'm loyal. Do it every damn year. The very beginning. Never forget my people. I do it every damn year. The very beginning. Never forget my people.
Now in this gaggle of reporters, he actually ends up doing this with two reporters, both of them women. The other one was in the pregame. It's just as bad, but it's from a different angle, so you can't see it, and you can't see the female reporter's face because it's actually to his, well, they're at the to his left. So he does the exact same thing. These alleged advocates for women, these alleged advocates for the black community, they're the racists, and they're the xenophobics, they're the misogynists, not us. We don't ever do this. When does Donald Trump ever do this? How does this not disqualify him from public life? And by the way, they'll be like, well, he did it this one time. No, we all have the videos from him doing it over and over and over again. Because of this video, all of his sniffer videos were put back out on Twitter today. So you can see him wrapping his creepy hands just shy of little girls' top section, so to speak, shoving his nose into their face. Look at this poor woman. And then Brent was saying it as we were watching the video. If she acts in the way that she should, which is, hey, creepy old man, back up, or she backs up herself, she knows she's fried for life in the media industry. She just sits there and takes it. Isn't that the essence of misogyny? Forcing a woman into compliance because she's afraid of the consequences of not complying? Isn't that why we've had all these scandals, all perpetrated by Democrats, by the way? How exactly are you an advocate for women when you pick the two women in the press gaggle and stick your nose right in their face twice? How do you do that? I mean, look at this creep. Look at him. Who does this with anybody ever? I mean, I end up talking to hundreds of people per week. Every week. I never behave like this. And by the way, I've never behaved like this. Neither of you. Who does this? Who does this crap right here? What? I mean, look at that. I mean, I probably, if I knew this woman, I probably wouldn't feel sorry for her because she's probably a leftist moron. But this is what you get. If she is a leftist moron, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. This is the person that you wanted in office. So now enjoy his antics. It's unbelievable. And there, Joe's back screaming again. And then it's amazing because his propagandists are out there. Joe gave a great speech, a powerful speech. Anybody watch the speech? I mean, if you know, what you just say is Joe Biden did an adequate job, which he didn't even do adequate, but to go out and say that he put out that he gave a great speech, it was absolutely a joke. He couldn't get words out as usual. It's an absolute joke. And then he comes out and there's creepy Joe once again. He never stops. All right, let's get off of this and go to Trump. Davey Darkin's video. This is big now. New. Courts have halted. Here are the actual numbers. of what the activists, federal courts, what they've actually stopped, what they've actually slowed down. Listen to these numbers. Play for me.
The courts have halted Trump's admin agenda a huge number of times. What are we talking about? We're talking about at least 181 times that they have temporarily, at least temporarily, halted Trump's agenda. That is a huge number. To give you that in percentage terms, in over 50% of the cases that are presented to courts, the Trump administration agenda has been halted, at least temporarily. So Donald Trump, you know, tries to do these actions with his administration, but the courts have been saying, hold on, wait a minute here. And they have said that at least 181 times so far in just the first few months of this.
If we were to add up all prior presidencies, it wouldn't add up to those numbers for the entire 4 years. It wouldn't add up to those numbers. Absolutely activist blue judges, federal and district judges, stopping the Trump agenda because of Mark Elias lawsuits, Norm Eisen lawsuits, ACLU lawsuits, ridiculous lawsuits that make no sense, and they end up losing every time. But what it does is it bounces back and forth via appeal. It goes from district judge to appellate judge to Supreme Court, back to appellate, back to district, and they all have to rule off of each other. And I could spend an hour on that, but you've heard that ad nauseum, so I'm not going to do it. 181 times, and today is Trump Day 129. 181 times. He's been stopped by a court more times than he has been days in office. 181 times. This has never happened before. But once again, just like I said to the female reporter, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. If there is, and again, I throw up in my mouth a little bit every time I say it, if there is ever a Democrat in the Oval Office again, now we know what to do. We'll just do this in all the red districts. Every single time. By the way, this is now starting to happen because we're going to expose the swamp tonight. Listen, look at this one. Benny Johnson tweet, breaking. German automotive giant Volkswagen to make a huge investment into the United States of America. And I put these out there to show, of course, the Trump economic progress, but mainly to malign the left, to humiliate the left who keeps on going on all these talking head leftist pundit shows on CNN, MSNBC that, oh, we're a laughingstock. The economy is terrible. Really? Look at this. Volkswagen to make massive investment in U.S. in bid to avoid tariffs. I thought the tariffs weren't working. And of course, Trump just won the decision that he's now, again, it's just, I don't even know how to put things in the right verbiage because it's asinine idiocy. That Trump has now been allowed to reissue the tariffs that were temporarily stayed by a pseudo district sort of globalist leftist world trade court in the United States. CEO of Europe's largest industrial group says he has been in direct talks with Donald Trump's administration. Just another huge investment, adding on to the $14 trillion of foreign and domestic investment, mainly foreign, into the United States of economy that Trump has secured in his first 129 days. And again, I could task Aaron and say, find me all the times that Biden secured any investment in our economy. He took away a lot. We understand that. He printed 44% of our current currency in circulation. We understand that. He raided the strategic oil reserve to the place where he actually devastated the physical infrastructure of the SOR. Everybody, I mean, you understand that? He raided it so bad that they actually broke the physical storage infrastructure of the SOR, causing $100 million. Okay, how do you even accomplish $100 million worth of damage in 4 years? How do you even do that? So he took a whole lot away, spent all kinds of money. His deficit every year for Joe Biden is $1.8 trillion deficits per year. So he took a lot away. And Trump now is somewhere between $14 and $15 trillion with a foreign and domestic investment in the United States economy. Let's go to the next one. MJ Truth Ultra video. Only President Trump would make the fake news watch their own fake news networks admit Trump is an economic genius. Play for me.
From, Joe Kiernan and Rick Santelli, this just came out, and we'll just play that for a second.
Personal income is up 0.8%. That is almost triple the expectations. So I'll tell you that the income numbers, really, for the first 4 months of the year, they're stellar. They're really stellar. I mean, I could go back and look at the first 4 months of many different years. Really very strong numbers, and you're right. This administration is criticized for just about everything under the sun. I've never, ever in my lifetime had glimpses into the politics of an administration in the form of transparency like this one. Why don't we be, give credit where credit is due.
I also,
income really shooting
Rick,
up.
Rick, I also thought everybody was going to get one last order of imports that were going to be tariffed, and they were loading up on things. How the hell they already fix the trade, or not fix it, but to cut it in half, that's crazy. So there wasn't a lot of front loading of things that they needed before the tariffs hit?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it really does call into question some of the conventional wisdom. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens next month when we get this number, or we see some of the other numbers like current accounts, see how they fared. Because I don't know, I've been watching these numbers a long time. I don't think I've ever seen the trade deficit cut in half in 1 month.
Not bad. Mm-hmm. Right? Not bad.
Come on, guys.
See, the left-stream media roots against America. We have the trade deficit cut in half. I mean, literally cut from real, just for real easy numbers, $200 billion to $100 billion. It's actually less than that. It's like $89 billion now, the trade deficit. And you get no applause whatsoever. And it wasn't just that. There was other statistical data there. All wins, huge wins. Did they not realize that would benefit them? If Joe Biden ever accomplished anything like that, I would applaud it. That's the difference between us and them. If Barack Hussein Obama ever accomplished anything positive, which he never did, not one time. Not one time did he ever accomplish anything positive. Nor did Joe Biden. Not one time. They claim what they claim as positive are political victories, like passing the new Green Deal or Obamacare. Those things don't benefit us at all. All they do, as usual, is cause the formation of more democratic NGOs that are fully government funded by you and I, because it's not government funding it, it's you and I funding them, fully staffed by Democratic Party activists, paying themselves billions of dollars to issue hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's what they do. That's what they do. Actually get billions of dollars, waste it all, paying themselves, and then they issue out $100,000. That's what they do. And that's where all of our money is. That's why we're $37 trillion in debt. But you have all positive news from a left-wing, from a left-wing TV station, from a left-wing media outlet. Can't remember which one it was, with a CNBC, MSNBC, whatever it was. I recognize the name, but I actually had a separate video of them. But anyway.
I think it was CNBC.
Yeah, I think it was CNBC. But anyway, it's all good news from the left. And nobody can say a word about it. That's going to benefit them. That's why I would applaud it. Listen, if grocery prices went exponentially down, and it wasn't because of government payoffs, during the Biden administration, I would have said he's doing a great job on groceries. I would have. If he did a great job with the Afghan withdrawal, I would have said he did a great job. If he did a great job with inflation, I would have said he did a great job. You see the inflation numbers under Trump? I mean, there's basically no inflation. Have you seen what Trump has done in 129 days? There's no illegal immigration. Zero. Statistically speaking, zero. He's cut our trade deficit in half, which means a whole lot more goods are coming in. Well, basically, it's not so much the goods haven't changed. The amount of goods haven't changed. It's just the amount of tariffs, how much we're spending to put our goods in other countries. So that's been cut in half. There's a closed southern border. Inflation is non-existent. It's less than 2%. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's only gone up 0.2% in the last couple of months. I mean, and he added 577,000 jobs in April alone. And this is May now. It's all good news. There's not one. I mean, and they go on. They just go up to these, whether it's Jasmine Crockett's making the rounds right now. And she's claiming. You know, that she made a claim today that was absolutely asinine. She goes, yeah, you know, when he came in, he said he was going to lower egg prices on day one. Oh, I'm sorry. He didn't lower them day one. He just lowered them in quarter one. Sorry, Jasmine. And then she falsely claims, yeah, after they skyrocketed, they only skyrocketed when you culled 600 million chickens, you moron. You know what Donald Trump did to lower egg prices? Stop killing chickens, you stupid idiot. That's what you do. She's a stupid, moronic human being and a liar on top of it. How do these people even live with themselves? All right, let's go to the next one. MAGA Voice video. breaking, President Trump just exposed, and more and more is coming out, Nelly Orr for lying to Congress about the Steele dossier. Play for me.
What is so tragic, really, in journalism is that those who got it wrong, the New York Times, the Washington Post, they won Pulitzer Prizes. Those of us who got it right were treated with scorn. But look, these declassified FBI documents showing that Nelly Orr gave false testimony, it actually, you're right, page 53 matches word for word what I wrote 6 years ago in the book Witch Hunt. I detailed all of her false statements. She, for example, denied sharing her dossier research with anybody at the DOJ. But guess what? 339 pages of emails show she sent it to at least three prosecutors there. Those same emails prove that she knew of the DOJ's parallel investigation of Trump, even though she testified otherwise. So the fact that these new FBI documents were hidden for so long until now, and that Orr was never prosecuted for lying to Congress, I think that underscores, Sean, how corrupt the Russia hoax was. She helped research phony dossiers on Trump. Then she meets secretly with Christopher Steele at the Mayflower Hotel, 9 a.m. July 30th, 2016. And the very next day, Crossfire Hurricane is launched against Trump by James Comey's FBI. No legal basis, no credible evidence. It was crooked top to bottom. And Comey knew that collusion was a complete fiction from the outset. But he hated Trump so much, he was willing to abuse.
Now, I could talk about Russiagate or the collusion hoax all night. Literally, if I launch right now, the show's over. But let me talk about it just for a minute, because here's the reason why. These people have to be prosecuted. Now, it appears. Now, we've been hard on Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, and justifiably so. Because as Alex Jones says, don't piss down my leg and tell me it's raining. Okay, because we're not buying into crooks acted alone, guys. I mean, come on. And we're not buying into Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. Okay, it just didn't happen. So stop pissing on our legs. Okay, that's all we're asking. We don't need you to tell us anything. Just please don't lie to us. That's all. And why are you lying? I don't know. But if they expose a lot of other things, they still got to go Epstein. They've got to do it. Again, Aaron, here's our daily check now, day 129 of the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. Flight log has been released? Okay, just checking to make sure, because the Jeffrey Epstein flight log could at least be released because there's no victims on there, right? Yeah. Would everybody agree?
Yeah.
Right, correct. So anyway, so here you have Nelly Orr. Now, who is Nelly Orr? Who is this person? Because it's all one giant circle bleep symbiote. That's what it is. That's all it is. It's a giant symbiote circle bleep, and you and I are not invited, nor would we want to be. It's an incestuous union of Washington, D.C. swampsters. Nelly Orr is the wife of Bruce Orr. Bruce Orr, a DOJ official. Why? This is why you have Laura Loomer every night of her life tweeting right now, fire these people. Because these people I'm not saying necessarily these two, because they're, you know, this is collusion hoax stuff. But anyway, these type of people are still in D.C. working against Donald Trump. When I get to the second in charge of the FDA tonight, that person needs to be fired. But we'll get to that. I'm digressing. But anyway, so who is Nelly Orr? Well, she worked for Fusion GPS. Again, it's just it's all NGOs, folks. I know I say it all the time. That's all that our government's about. Is you and I funding Democratic Party NGOs. Don't call themselves. They call themselves nonpartisan or unbiased, apolitical, whatever. But they are fully political, fully politicized, fully funded by Democrats, paying themselves tens of billions of dollars to disseminate a small amount of cash. But anyway, so she works for Fusion GPS, who was hired by Perkins Coie. Perkins Coie, Mark Elias. Perkins Coie, of course, was hired by Hillary Rodham Clinton and the DNC and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. They hired Perkins Coie, who then hires Fusion GPS, who just happens to have Nelly Orr working for, who is the wife of DOJ official Bruce Orr. And then they catch Nelly Orr with numerous perjurious lies. Now, it's under oath. And by the way, it is 100% sure that she committed multiple felonies under oath. So she must be prosecuted. Well, if we do that, then they'll do it to us. They've already been doing it to us, so now we're doing it to them. Well, if we stop, they'll stop. Aaron, do you believe that?
No.
Okay, they're never going to stop. So unless you match fire with fire, they're going to continue on. Until you make them swallow their own syrup of Ipecac, they're going to continue to jam it down your throat. So you better do it. I mean, that's this woman has to be criminally prosecuted along with Clapper, Brennan, Fauci, and numerous others who absolutely lied under oath numerous times and charge them per lie and then come up with a plea deal where they can spend a couple years in federal prison. So there she ends up meeting at a hotel with Christopher Steele, and her husband's in the DOJ. Isn't this a conflict of interest? And then she lies that she says she never disseminated the information that she had to anybody. And she did. She lied and lied and lied. Of course, Christopher Steele then meets with Igor Danchenko, who put together, again, they talk about Russian collusion. It's actually Ukrainian collusion, Oaks, because that's what Igor Danchenko is, Ukrainian. It all generated from Ukraine. Read Dan Bongino's book, Russiagate. It's always Ukraine, folks. It's always. That's why I don't believe a freaking thing you ever hear coming out of Ukraine. But anyway, they hate the United States. Hate the United States. But Igor Danchenko wrote the Steele dossier, as John Brennan calls it. So these people, and by the way, these documents are all coming out. Here's the credit to Bongino and Patel. These are hidden documents. The FBI's been hiding these documents. And now they're being exposed. And then what happens is they come up with this fake Russia collusion hoax. Meet in the White House with Hussein Obama, Joe Biden at the time, of course, Vice President, James Comey and John Brennan, FBI and CIA directors, respectively. And they all discuss how this is a hoax. Literally, this is what they do. Okay, well, you know that this is flat out what happened. But, and it's in transcripts. They know it's a hoax. That it was created. They had the list here. The list, very simply. Hillary Clinton hires Perkins Coie, hires Fusion GPS, hires Christopher Steele, hires Igor Danchenko. It's all a hoax. And then they sit around, and once you discover, and you know they didn't have to discover because they were told. I mean, this is Hillary Clinton is the Secretary of State at the time, or was the Secretary of State. I don't know when she resigned or when she stopped, but anyway. So they know that it's absolutely made up, and then they investigate it anyway. I mean, again, it's always good to have Brent here because I could bounce it off of another cop. Any cop in the world, someone comes up to you and says, this is a fake crime. Can I report it? This is a fake crime. Will you investigate it? I mean, it's asinine. It's an asinine statement. It's an idiotic statement. It makes no sense. But that's the inverted world that we live in. You have the president of the United States, Hussein Obama, the vice president of the United States, director of the FBI, and the director of the CIA, all knowing, probably other people like Susan Rice sitting in there and Ron Klain, sitting in there. And they say, you know what? It's a hoax. We know it's a hoax. Now let's investigate it. Not investigating the hoaxers. We're going to investigate the hoax as if it's real. And that's what happened. $42 million later, 41 FBI agents. And 2 years later, special counsel Robert Mueller and his pit bull. That's what they investigated. For 2.5 years, Andrew Weissman, the pit bull. Another very effeminate man who sits with his legs crossed in a feminine way, you know, meaning might be lacking something down there. Somebody clipped you. But anyway, so this one, this woman must be criminally prosecuted. Let's go to the next one. So you're just unveiling the swamp here. Here it is. Breaking, 6 people, including a USDA employee, busted in a $66 million food stamp fraud scheme. Aaron, just load it, make sure you have, and put it in at your leisure, the debt clock. Because this is why we're in debt. $66 million missing. Just missing. $1 million food stamp fraud claim. Arlesa Davis, a USDA employee responsible for identifying SNAP fraud. She's in charge of SNAP fraud, and she's a fraudster. Just like Joe Biden says that he's an advocate for women and sticks his face in a female reporter's face twice. Says he's an advocate for women, but butchers 500,000 of them per year in the womb in the United States of America alone. without California and New York reporting. So it's actually double that. He butchers a million women in the womb per year as an advocate for women. Arlasa Davis, a USDA employee responsible for identifying SNAP fraud as a fraudster herself, allegedly sold hundreds of EBT numbers, enabling over $36 million in fraudulent SNAP redemptions. She's in charge of SNAP and enables $36 million in fraudulent SNAP redemptions in unauthorized stores, at unauthorized stores. Michael Cahoe reportedly orchestrated a network that supplied the approximately 160 unauthorized EBT terminals to stores across New York. And of course, it's New York. What a shock. What a shock, of course. Area to allegedly, I mean, we are, leave it up. We are getting robbed in all of these blue states. Absolutely freaking robbed. I mean, just robbed in all these states. We, here in Florida, honest. Other Republican states, at least pseudo-honest, robbed for federal, absolutely just federal hucksters in all of these blue states. Michael Gill reportedly orchestrated a network that supplied the approximately 160 unauthorized EBT terminals to stores across the New York area to illegally process more than $30 million in EBT transactions. This is one of the largest food stamp frauds in the United States. Now, this is one employee in one state. What do you think the fraud levels really are? What do you think the fraud, good or perfect, Darren? What do you think the fraud numbers really are? And whenever you talk about dealing with and prosecuting and stopping Medicaid fraud, Republicans and Democrats come out against it. Do you know why they come out against it? Because it's funding NGOs that fund them. That's why. All right, let's go to the next one. So here it is. Here it is. USDA employee and five others charged in multi-million dollar food stamp fraud and bribery scheme. Perry Carbone, attorney for the United States, acting with authority conferred by the blah, 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 blah. The special agent in charge of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Office of Inspector General, and a whole bunch of other stuff, announced the unsealing of a superseding indictment charging six individuals in connection with a sprawling fraud and bribery scheme that generated over $66 million in unauthorized transactions in the SNAP program. There you go. Go to the next one for me. And here is the lovely young lady. Arlasa Davis. There she is. That's who's orchestrating these things. And that's why we're $37 trillion in debt, because nobody prosecutes these people. They turn a blind eye to it because they, I don't know why you would, because they just don't want to be bothered with it, but it's really because they don't want to stop the endless flow of cash. All right, let's go to the next one. Lives a TikTok tweet, treason alert, anti-Trump D-O-D-I-T. D-O-T-I-D. Remember this came out earlier. We put this on the podcast. That you had, I can't remember whether it was DOD, CIA, intel officials, or both. There was this, they were finding email communications between employees at the DOD or in the offices under the DNI, the intel agencies, finding different employees saying that if it gets any worse, we may have to give information to foreign countries. That was revealed on their emails. That's an absolute fact, by the way. That's already been investigated, and those employees have already been fired. Why are they not in prison? I guess you can't be in prison for just making the threat. But here, now, this is different here. So this is just basically what we knew was coming. Treason alert, anti-Trump DODIT specialist Nathan Latch busted for allegedly trying to leak top secret info to a foreign government. Because, you see, here's the thing. Everybody on the left, they play video games, and I like video games. I'm just saying, they play video games their whole life in their mama's basement sucking down Hot Pockets. And they sit there their whole life doing it, and then whenever you die in a video game, you get regenerated. Whenever anything bad happens in a video game, you get another player. This is not the way life is. There's a very solid chance that this man will never touch a woman, if he likes women, which, looking at his picture, that is questionable. But never touch whatever it is, well, unless he gets to a male prison, he likes men. But anyway, ooh. Yeah, he might be in heaven. But anyway, so who knows? But there's a solid chance this guy is going to spend the rest of his life in federal prison. He was caught by the FBI after emailing classified, or he did it too, emailing classified documents and asking for citizenship because he hates the current administration. You don't get to regenerate, Nathan. you're going to federal prison, probably for 30 or 40 years now. Congratulations. There's no coming back from this. You can't email classified documents to a foreign country while concurrently asking for citizenship in that country. It's over, Nathan. All right, go to the next one for me. So here's the paperwork. U.S. government employee arrested for attempting to provide classified information to a foreign government. An IT specialist employed by the Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA, was arrested today for attempting to transmit national defense information to an officer or agent of a foreign government. See, the reason why everybody believes this, leave this up for me. The reason why everybody thinks they can get away with this stuff is because Hillary Clinton did, because Hussein Obama did, because Biden did. Biden has 1,800 boxes of classified documents right now. I'm assuming that they were actually taken into custody, but I don't know. But Biden had him since his days in the Senate. And they just assume that because Biden never gets prosecuted, Hillary Clinton never gets prosecuted, Obama never gets prosecuted, Fauci never gets prosecuted, Brennan, Clapper, they never get prosecuted, that they're not going to get prosecuted. No, you know what you need to remember? When you're a lower tier leftist, they don't actually care about you. Higher tier leftists only care about themselves. And if you look at it, it's just like the guy who ended up taking a snapshot via his cell phone of, you know, like some, basically the panel in front of him on a nuclear submarine. He ends up spending, I mean, I can't remember how long, in military prison, a year or something like that for doing that. He didn't even transmit it to anybody, just had it on his phone. That's you. Nobody cares about you. Nobody cares. So they're going to come after you. Now we have to turn the tables on that. And all of these people who have lied under oath and committed crimes need to go to federal prison for the rest of their lives. James Comey lied under oath, needs to go to federal prison for the rest of his life. Or I can't necessarily say for the rest of his life, depending on the charges, but needs to go to federal prison. So Nathan Lash, 28, and of Alexandria, Virginia, of course, was arrested today in Northern Virginia and will make his initial court appearance in Eastern District of Virginia tomorrow. They better put him in a jail with no bail. It's a guy who was in communications with the foreign government trying to transmit classified documents to them while requesting citizenship in that said foreign country. Go to the next one for me. I just want to show you, here's the profile page. Computer scientist, United States Department of Defense, in communication with a foreign country trying to get, he either did or tried to transmit classified documents to them and requested citizenship in their country. All right, let's go to the next one. Sudden and unexpected tweet. A senior U.S. Food and Drug Administration official, that's Sarah Brenner is her name, and she's now second in command of the FDA, Food and Drug Administration. Weird. Official has admitted that she refused the COVID mRNA vaccines. People are like, that's great, good for her. But she never told anybody else to refuse it. She refused it herself and then pimped that it was safe and effective for other pregnant women. That's weird, isn't it? During the height of the pandemic, while pushing the safe and effective narrative unto the American people, Dr. Sarah Brenner, both an MD, Doctor of Medicine, and an MPH, Master of Public Health, Dr. Sarah Brenner, one of the most powerful figures in the FDA, revealed that she rejected the injections because there were many things that were not right. Go to the next one for me. Here's the video of her talking about her not taking the mRNA jab. Play for me.
Well, as somebody who is in a position to know, did you choose to take any of the vaccines? Are you free to disclose that?
I did not.
And what was the reason that you chose not to get vaccinated?
It was unknown at the time what the biodistribution patterns of those products were, and in my case in particular, what the excretion would be in breast milk. That was my primary concern. And that exposure I was very concerned about.
And have events since then confirmed you in your choice?
I believe so.
Yeah. So let's just break this into a heaven and hell discussion for just a minute. Out of Matthew chapter 10, 32 and 33, with Jesus speaking, he said, whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. So that means that when the pressure's on, you tell the truth and you do not disown the truth. Now, Jesus right there, of course, that's a whole nother level. That's heaven and hell. And of course, a liar, basically, the biggest, if I can't say anything's the biggest sin, but it's one that God, right out of Revelation 21:8, hates. It seems to hate the most. So here she is. She's pregnant during the rollout of these vaccines. She's in the FDA. She's an FDA employee. I don't know what level she's in. You can side by side that one, guys. She's now second in command of the FDA. People are like, well, good. She stood up. You know, she stood out and she stood against the vaccine. Stand against squat. She herself didn't take it. while her agency pimped them. What would she have to do if you are going to obey? If you're gonna obey, like just the integrity of the rule of the idealism of Matthew 10, 32, and 33, what do you have to do in that situation? Not take it and you're an FDA official. You have to not take it yourself and then tell everybody, I, as an FDA official, just like Brent would do, I would do, you would do, Aaron would do, we come out and they say, are you a Christian or are you not? And if you say that you are, you're going to die right now. We're going to put a bullet in your head. Aaron and I and Brent would all dance to the bullet.
Yep.
She didn't. She chose to keep her own decision private. No problem with that, except for you needed to go out and risk it and say, don't take these vaccinations. They're dangerous. And here's the other thing. So she didn't take them while she was. Now, you notice the question. Have you ever taken any mRNA COVID-19 vaccinations? She said no. She's not pregnant anymore because that was 2021. Her kid's now 4 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old. She hasn't taken any since either. Weird, isn't it? So all the entire Biden administration, I don't know what her level of employment was, whether she was promoted or not or whatever it is. She obviously was promoted pretty high because now she's only under Marty Makary. Second in command of the FDA is where she is now. So she obviously was promoted throughout the Biden administration and never said a freaking word. And in the Pfizer trials, which she knew or should have known, she knew. That's why she didn't take it. At 28 out of 32 women miscarried. And that was actually called by Pfizer. 28 out of 32 women miscarried in the Pfizer trial. And that was called a natural resolution to a vaccine side effect. No problem. Vaccine side effect. Naturally resolved. That's what Pfizer said. And she knew that. And that's why she didn't take it. She's lying about the breast milk. She knew that they were dangerous and went out and pimped and whored. And whored to other women that it was safe and effective. What a worthless piece of crap human being. What you have to do? Listen, 30% of my church left and we weren't big. You know, we got 900 to 1,000 people now, but we weren't big then. I mean, we had like 200 people when COVID hit. Next thing I know, there's Aaron and I and 60 or 70 less people. Aaron took the worship leading job right then as the church declined. He bought on the bubble and the bubble burst. So there we were, church declining. You know what we did? Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Listen, I've told you this. I am without a doubt. I don't brag very often. I'm going to brag now. I am without a doubt the world's leader in people getting up and leaving in the middle of my sermon. World's number one rated guy. People just get up and leave. I mean, they don't just get up and leave. They pack up. They get all their belongings. They don't even care. It's a public display. They get up and they get out and they walk right out. Hundreds of them. You know, I had 100 people at one time leave the church because I started laying hands on people right out of Matthew chapter 16, 17, 18. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Therefore, I remind you to serve the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of hands. Mm-hmm. No, just those little Bible verses, right? And 100 people, 100 Christians left the church. You know what I did? Same thing. Kept laying on hands. That's what you do. Yeah, I know they left. Yeah, it was smaller next week. You see, go, all right, it's smaller. I was talking to a friend of mine. Brent and I were out eating lunch together after, and we were eating with another couple who's also friends of mine. And they were invited by basically a whole block of people that lived on the same street. If I understood the story correctly, they all invited them because they all were enthusiastic Foundation Church people. And now they're the only ones left. Because yeah. At some point, the Bible comes calling for you. And you have to make a decision in the moment. Am I going to stand in public? And it's going to cost me friends. It's going to cost me family. It's going to cost me church members who are offended. You always need to gauge too. What am I offended by? What am I offended by? Am I offended by the truth? That makes me a freaking liar if I'm offended by the truth. I'm offended by because the pastor laid hands on people to see them delivered and made well. And this woman right here, she chose to deny the truth in public. She chose to do that. And she can repent just like Peter did. Peter denied Jesus three times. So I'm just telling you, that's not a woman of integrity. And let's just go on the record right now. Where's the repentance? Where's the I'm sorry that I pimped and hoarded a vaccine that I considered was too dangerous for me, but then I told everybody those vaunted three words, safe and effective. I advocated that this vaccine that I refused to take was safe and effective for other people. What an absolute abomination to humanity. It should be fired immediately. Speaking of people who are an abomination to humanity, let's look at this Eric Doherty video. Guess who's back in Kiev at the mecca of globalist leftist bourgeois elitism? Play for me.
Good to see you.
Welcome.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
We're back.
No, we're back.
Happy to see you.
7-3.
Mr. President, such
good
a
good to see you.
It's good to come, especially now in such a challenging period.
Thank you, President.
Well, what are these people doing there? Is this an approved trip from the White House? Do we have a Logan Act situation going on here? I believe we do. You have these two people. And again, let's look at Richard Blumenthal. Blumenthal got many deferments so he wouldn't have to fight in Vietnam. And where I'm going to go, I always like it. Whenever an event like this happens, I love to deep dive into the political, into the actual official himself, which we're going to do with Blumenthal here. There's Blumenthal. These are absolutely reprehensible human beings. What? Has Richard Blumenthal or Lindsey Graham ever accomplished in their life? See, that's what serving in the Senate and Congress should be. People entering into public service in their 50s or 60s who have established themselves. Let's say you have to be rich. They were a firefighter for 30 years. They were a cop for 30 years, a lawyer for 30 years, a doctor for 30. You know, like Rand Paul was actually a practicing physician for many years, who during the COVID pandemic, actually as a senator, was still acting as a doctor and was treating patients for COVID-19. What have these two idiots ever done? Nothing. They're over there subverting the Trump agenda. I mean, this war is not going well. 5,000 people are dying per week, but you have them over there, and neither one of these two has ever fought in a war in their lives. Blumenthal falsely claimed, which we're going to go over in detail here with these short videos, falsely claimed that he's a Vietnam veteran. Lindsey Graham, his entire life could never do one push-ups, cumulatively, not one, his entire life. But yet wants all these people to storm the beaches of Normandy, figuratively speaking. So let's go. Here's a little Blumenthal expose. Greg Price video. Senator Blumenthal, who lied about serving in Vietnam to advance his political career, claims an actual combat veteran. This is him interrogating Pete Hegseth. Play for me.
Of $437,000. By the time you left, that organization had deep debts, including credit card transaction debts of about $75,000. That isn't the kind of fiscal management we want at the Department of Defense. We can't tolerate it at the Department of Defense. That's an organization with a budget of $850 billion. Not 10 or 15 million, which was the case at those two organizations. And it has command responsibility for 3.4 million Americans, the highest number that you managed in those two organizations.
Hegseth is looking at him like he's a reprehensible human being because he in fact is. So get this now. So here you have Blumenthal. You're like, Tommy, there's a lot of other events you could be discussing. No, I want people to know who it is that's making these giant decisions that affect your life. They're reprehensible human beings, repulsive human beings like Richard Blumenthal. Absolutely disgusting human beings. Like, and Graham too. But we're just going to focus on Blumenthal. So you have him lecturing Pete Hegseth because Pete Hegseth was overseeing a veterans' rights organization, and they end up being $75,000 in debt. That happens all the time. Who isn't $75,000 in debt right now? I am. I am paying for a house. I think I've got a car, one or two car. I think I've got maybe I have a car payment left. No, I don't actually. But well, I think it may be one. But anyway, so I mean, so what? It's $75,000 in debt. Ooh, wow! Did it go bankrupt? No, it's just basically transactional. And Blumenthal says he has the gall to say, when the military, the Pentagon has failed seven straight, I mean, literally seven straight, audits. Seven straight audits. They have failed seven straight audits. They have no idea where $21 trillion is. That trillion, not billion. No idea. We call it the Pentagon black hole. They have failed seven straight audits. That, I mean, go just do it. Do the calculus. It's 24 to 17. Seven, and he has the gall. And he goes, we can't have you run the Pentagon because it's an 850. Now it's $1 trillion. That's what the big, beautiful bill is now, which I disagree with. Especially we don't need to be spending more money in the Pentagon. But anyway, now it's $1 trillion budget. He says it's $850 billion budget, and we can't have you running that. Well, he runs the Pentagon. The Senate, the House run the Pentagon. They're the ones who hold them accountable. You have the various committees that holds the Pentagon accountable for their spending. And he has the audacity. That's why Hegseth just looked at him with such ire. Like, who are you to lecture me? And not only that, but he's lecturing a man who actually fought in wars, Pete Hegseth, when Blumenthal lied about fighting in a war. Play for me.
And confirming Tulsi Gabbard puts in place someone who has proven untrustworthy throughout her career, potentially an aide to Moscow, Beijing, Tehran, and others.
And a big U.S. Senate race in Connecticut got blown sky high today when the leading Democrat in the race got caught in a lie over his military service. Richard Blumenthal, who is the state attorney general, has said in the past he served in Vietnam. He did not. He served during Vietnam. The New York Times reports he received 5 wartime deferments and he served stateside in the Marine Reserves. Today, Blumenthal said he misspoke.
I will not allow anyone to take a few misplaced words and impugn my record of service to our country.
Problem with that is there's videotape of Blumenthal saying he was in Vietnam.
Would you lie about serving in a war?
We have learned something very important since the days that I served in Vietnam.
Dick Blumenthal did again and again.
When we returned, we saw nothing of this gratitude.
He covered one lie with another.
Since the days that I served in Vietnam.
If he lied about Vietnam, what else is he lying about?
That forced Blumenthal, the 5-term state attorney general, to address the issue at the debate last night.
I'm proud of my military service. On a few occasions, out of hundreds, when I commented on it, I described it inaccurately, and I regret it. I take full responsibility for it. It was not intentional, but that is no excuse. And I want to say that I am sorry, particularly to our veterans, and most especially to the veterans of Vietnam.
So, what qualified you to vote against Pete Hegseth when you lied about your service? Would you like to answer, Senator?
They're just despicable, repulsive human beings. I just want everybody to know who these people are. They're absolutely repulsive, despicable human beings. And they just say he has to go up there and give it the quintessential lying apology, just like Tim Walz, right? Oh, I misstated. No, you didn't misstate squat. A misstatement would be, I served in Vietnam from mid-1966 to late 1967, and you said 65 instead of 66, or 67 instead of 65, whatever. That would be a misstatement. Not when we got home, he had 5 or 6 deferments keeping him out of Vietnam. So he lied to keep himself out of Vietnam. That's what he did. You're like, well, Trump got those same deferments. Trump has never said he went to Vietnam. That's just like Bernie Sanders all the time. You know, when he's out flying in his private jets. Well, Donald Trump does it. Donald Trump doesn't claim to be a socialist. You claim to be a socialist. Fly coach. or you're a hypocrite, three house Bernie. But anyway, so he does the usual, it's just a non-apology apology. I'm proud of my military. Why are you proud of your military service? What did you do? You didn't do anything. And there is no misstatements. You said, when I served in Vietnam, you know what? And here's the last thing I want to say on it. Again, these people are not smart, because how do you think you're going to get away with this? I mean, Joe Biden claiming that he was going to be the heir apparent of Roger Staubach at the Naval Academy. I mean, the true story is that he said the reason why he didn't go, he was appointed to the Naval Academy and decided not to go because Roger Staubach was the quarterback. Well, then I would assume then that, I mean, Roger Staubach, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time and an NFL Hall of Famer, that you would have taken those great quarterback skills to some other university then, correct?
Right.
Because if you're only a little bit less than Roger Staubach, because you look at Phil Robertson, who just passed away, right? Who was his heir apparent? That would be Terry Bradshaw. So when Terry Bradshaw couldn't beat out Phil Robertson, but he had an awfully good college career, and of course a Hall of Fame NFL career, right? So that would have to be the case with Joe Biden, who's just slightly less than Roger Staubach. So I'm assuming he went to the University of Michigan or Ohio State, whatever, and had a great quarterback career. No, he just never played quarterback ever. Okay, that's not a misstatement. A misstatement would be if I told you I was born in 1969. No, I was born in 1968. That was a misstatement. Or I said Wednesday instead of Thursday. That's a misstatement. Not claiming that you were appointed to the Naval Academy, not being Richard Blumenthal saying, when we returned from Vietnam, when I served in Vietnam, and these people are, and again, I point this out to expose their galactic stupidity, and these are people making life and death decisions for Americans. And they are disingenuous people who lack all character, all integrity. And then they use lies to cover up their lies. Tim Walz, it was a misstatement. About his numerous times he said that he served in Afghanistan, claimed to be on the tarmac on Bagram Air Force Base, watching them load up deceased military members on the C-130s. He was never stepped foot in Afghanistan or Iraq his entire life, and claimed to have served in the Gulf War. I can't say he said it numerous times, but he said it a couple times. And there's no walking that back. Okay, I'm just going to claim that I wasn't a deputy sheriff. I was the sheriff.
All right.
It's easily just proven. I mean, again, these people are not only disingenuous, bold-faced liars, lack all integrity and self-respect and human dignity, but they aren't even strategic. You give Aaron 5 minutes, he will expose all your lies on video.
True.
It's all the time. Because seriously, you give anybody, I mean, seriously, you give them 5 minutes, you're going to be exposed. It's all on video. It's just ridiculous. But anyway, I digress. Let's go to the next thing. All right, leading report tweet. Here's the Democrats, you know, they're going after men. Well, they've recruited somebody to go after the male population. This is, in fact, this is actually a fact. This is what they got. Breaking Democrats, they were spending $20 million to win back you and me, the white male population. And they've recruited this woman to do so. Actually, they're not really targeting me. More targeting like Brent's age and Aaron's age. Guys, this is what they're using to get you back. Right here. Breaking Democrats have engaged Shamu, Olivia, Juliana with harpoons flying everywhere as part of their strategy to bring young men to the Democratic Party. This is absolute fact, by the way. They have recruited her to help them have some sort of favor, access to the white male population. The only thing that she would be attracted to her is a whaling vessel. That's it. Or if she was laying on the beach, everyone would be trying to roll her back in the ocean. You see all the good hearts, all the compassionate people running up to her. Get her back in. And she's claiming, I'm not a whale, I'm a human. Oh, sorry about that. Here's a good one for you. This is the fun part of the show tonight. Here's the fun part. Libs of TikTok video. I actually hesitated to put this on because it's really bad. It's bad. But this is real. Now, the state of Colorado just passed a law where they can basically come in and take your kids if you don't call them by the proper pronoun, just so you know. live in Colorado and you got little kids, I don't say this all the time. I do say it. I saw this from Scooter Magruder. Tom, don't insult Shamu. That's funny. But anyway, it was Tim L. T-Bird, right, that saved Naz from you earlier in the show?
Yeah.
Tim L. T-Bird, by the way, thank you for saving Aaron from that manhunter on the Rumble, in the Rumble chat tonight, that Naz Jaeger who was going after Aaron Jaeger. Seriously, Tim L. T-Bird, that was great. I'm glad you did that. That was the right thing to do, although they are married. Because Naz put out, what do you call him, Aaron? A rant. Rumble rant.
Yeah.
Rumble rant. And said, I'm just trying to get Aaron's attention. Tim L. T-Bird came to the rescue. You know he's married. That's what you should do, by the way. You should have done that. But they are married. But so, hey, you know what? They're married. Those two are actually married. But anyway, that's what you should do. I'm having fun at your expense, Tim L. T-Bird. But I 100% respect what you did, because that's what a Christian's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if a Christian's supposed to show this video, though.
Oh, my gosh.
But I got to show it. Now, this is a government video, though. It's government. Because the state, this Libs of TikTok video, I'm showing like 800 Libs of TikTok videos and tweets tonight. But anyway, how is this real? This is from Shia Raycheck. The Colorado Department of Public Health, The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment uses tax dollars to fund programs like this workshop on spanking, whipping, and dungeons. This is an absolute fact. Play it for me.
I'm going to warm my hands up. Inflicting pain on somebody, but as a sadist, I also enjoy that story. It's really fun. I get a lot of pleasure. Yeah. Then you go back to the song. Ready? Uh-huh. Jordan, what's your experience with impact play?
I've had quite a bit, intermittently.
Paddle says daddy on it. Residents of Colorado, if you're watching, there's about 2,000 people watching the podcast right now. We're off of CTN too. But residents of Colorado, that's where your taxpayer dollars, that was taxpayer funded for that girl to rate her level of pain via being spanked by a daddy paddle.
That's right. I got you a daddy
Aaron's
paddle.
Our guest speaker next week.
I got you a daddy paddle.
There you go. Aaron's the guest speaker next week for the spanking, whipping, and dungeon convention. It's paid for by the residents of Colorado. Just want everybody to know this is what's happening. All right, let's go to this one. G-Paw video. So I just wanted, let's invert this video and put the word white, put the word black every time, put the word black in every time she says white. Play it for me.
This, as an
Aisha,
American,
let's talk about Kamala
makes
Harris.
Me really concerned.
Let's talk about Kamala Harris.
As a black
memory.
Lesbian who Donald Trump doesn't believe has genes as good as his, is he going to attempt to
really?
Exterminate me
why do you
when he
that,
gets
Aisha?
Elected? Because he's
that?
Damn near said it. That's why, David. That's why.
Because he's,
okay, and I'm not
going to
be lectured
that,
by some white man who has no idea what he's talking about and is trying to rewrite history here.
Aisha, shame
afraid,
on you, Aisha.
As an American,
Aaron,
of a Donald Trump presidency and his actual quotes
shame on
why.
You, Aisha.
Because I take him seriously, and I think that he believes what he says. And that is why he is a danger and a threat to America.
Aaron, you can't have a
all right,
rational
let me just
discussion
say, I appreciate,
somebody doesn't want to talk
okay.
about topics.
Again, if you were to say that, if it was inverted and you say, I'm not going to be lectured, if I was sitting on that show, I'm not going to be lectured by a black man. What if you said that? And this is Jasmine Crockett does this every single day of her life. Hussein Obama was the same way. They can say white this and white that. I'm not going to be lectured to by a white man. And they can say by white people, white this, white that. I don't even know the verbiage because, of course, I never use it. I don't use racial rhetoric. They do. So the racists, the people that are claiming to be victims of racists, just like transgenders who are claiming to be victims of violence, the transgenders are the ones inflicting violence, and the people claiming to be victims of racism, the black population, are themselves, not all of them, of course, racist. That's racist. She's a racist. She ought to add, she liked to name her attributes. So she's a black lesbian that Donald Trump doesn't consider to be genetically equal to him. And then he asked, when did he ever say that? And she said, well, he near did. He never did. He never said anything remotely close to that. So the whole thing is, it doesn't mean that all black people are racist, of course, but what else does that mean? Not all white people are racist either. So if we're going to have these rules where you can't throw down each other's race, why is it that black people are allowed to denigrate white people using their race? I'm not going to listen to a white man. All right, well, now next time, can he go back? Can he go back and say, well, I'm not going to listen to a black woman? And by the way, if I was on the show, that's what would have happened. You know, what would happen to me? I would be attacked in the media, and she would be fine, even though she did the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. You don't get rid of racism by instituting racism. Just like you don't get rid of totalitarianism by ushering in totalitarianism. Obviously. MJ Truth Ultra video. Listen to this. This is Judicial Watch with Tom Fenton. In what world would it ever be okay that the Obama FDA again, which I forgot to bring that up earlier too, with
Sarah.
Sarah something. It's Brenner's her last name. Yeah, Sarah Brenner. But Aaron and I together got her name. But with that, when she refused the vaccination, did she also realize that they were falsely claiming that the FDA approved the vaccination? And the FDA never has approved one single injection given to a United States citizen. The only approved FDA COVID-19 vaccination is Comirnaty, and that was never injected in one military member or United States citizen. She knew that too and said nothing. But anyway, back to the FDA. Obama FDA was running a fetal organ chop shop. Play for me.
As the president of Judicial Watch, can you comment on reports of records that you have received from the Obama administration FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, of communications and contracts with a human fetal tissue provider that seems to show the FDA was buying, quote, intact calvarium baby skulls 18 to 24 weeks for $515 per skull? What do you make of this apparent sale of fetal body parts to the FDA?
Well, it ought to cause both moral and legal outrage on the part of United States citizens and taxpayers that their tax dollars are being used to purchase basically the dead bodies of unborn human beings. They divvy up their bodies. They sell their heads. They sell their livers. They sell other aspects of their body. And you see the price list.
Another interesting bit of information you uncovered, also stating here, documents, quote, documents previously uncovered in this lawsuit, according to your press release, that the federal government demanded the purchased fetal organs be, quote, fresh, never frozen. What do you make of that?
Well, if you want to, I don't know how any normal person could read that and not be horrified. They wanted the organs shipped on dry ice. This is awful stuff, and it highlights the humanity.
But it's actually happening.
Yeah, and it highlights the, and you know, these are organs. This isn't, a clump of cells. These are organs. These are baby skulls up to 24 weeks gestation. So there's no doubt that any normal person would call these a human being. And indeed, their organs are being sold, chopped up and sold. And, you know, we have other documents in another lawsuit that we filed on behalf of the Center for Medical Progress that showed a massive operation in the University of Pittsburgh, again, funded with our tax dollars. Fauci's agency was involved in it as well. So Fauci should be asked about his agency support in addition to gain of function research, chopping up organs. It was a fetal organ chop shop.
You filed a Freedom of Information request with the FDA, the agencies in charge here. Of course, they did not respond to providing this information. You wanted to find out whether they were selling body parts or buying body parts.
We wanted the details, right.
And a judge granted you, I guess, discovery, granted you, you said that you could get the information, the redactions. There were redactions. You got those redactions taken away. You got the information. And the information you found reveals that the FDA was buying human body parts, fetal tissue, from a fetal tissue provider, and including human heads, which they were paying $515 to procure. Is that...
You know, as I recall it, the government wanted to withhold some of the prices they were paying for the organs and seemingly dismembered heads of unborn human beings. And the court said, you can't do that. And we have a separate lawsuit that involves NIH and NIAID, the Fauci agency, that showed they were having almost a one-shop, as I say, you know, a one-stop shop operation at the University of Pittsburgh. And the documents raise questions about whether the aborted human beings were still alive when the organs were taken from them. The Obama administration obviously was involved in this. The Trump administration figured out what was happening and shut it down. But now it's reported that the Biden administration is prepared to open up the spigot again to fund this sort of barbarism.
What should someone think about this if they're learning about this for the first time? It just seems like it's sort of jaw-dropping, don't you think?
You know, John, I've been doing this work at Judicial Watch for 23 years. These are the worst documents about government conduct I've ever seen in my life. It's a barbarism that, you know, we should all be terribly concerned about, and it should be a priority in terms of investigating how this is being done, why it was done, whether it violated the law, and making sure it stops.
Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch, thank you very much.
So there you go. And I'm going to go into my usual spiel here. And I'll just use V for Vendetta as an example, all right? Because I love that movie. Aaron introduced it to me, and I've watched it, I don't know, 3-4 times now. But the only bad thing about that movie is they claim that it's people like you and I that usher in those totalitarian measures. It's never us. It's never us. It's always the left. I mean, it's very actual difficult thing to verbalize, except just to say that it is projection. They project onto us that which they are. They call us Nazis, and we don't have a single Nazi trait. Not a single Nazi trait. They ban guns. That's a Nazi trait. They do medical experimentations and lopping off penises, testicles, and breasts. They're mRNA gene-altering vaccinations. They do the medical experiments unknowingly in violation of Nuremberg Code on people. We don't do that. They do it. They ban speech, disinformation, governance board with Nina Jankowicz. They do it. They put people into camps during COVID. They did it. We don't do any of those things. We don't ban speech. We don't confiscate guns. We don't put people in camps. We don't claim that Jews get a special form of typhoid like Adolf Hitler did. First thing you did was create a pandemic and confiscate weapons. Who does that? The left. Look at this. Look at this. This is credit Alex Jones on this. I don't know if Alex showed Tom Fitton on his show or not, but I'm taking the operation paperclip from him. I mean, that's where basically we brought over German scientists that were just under Joseph Mengele. And then all of that, all of those practices were then transferred to one Anthony Fauci, who takes out the larynxes of beagle dogs and puppies, sticks them under a blanket, and allows them to be bitten to death by maggots and flesh-eating flies. And they can't bark. That's Anthony Fauci. There's no discernible reason to do so, except that you're a satanic person who loves to watch the suffering of animals and human beings. And this is a fetal chop shop, $515 a head. Get this, Brent, get this, Aaron, get this, everybody watching. Fresh, never frozen. And the question is, and we played the video of the people under oath for Planned Parenthood, that they had to confess that they were harvesting organs from living children. And it just reminds me, because Aaron just had a baby. How old is Caleb now?
He's like almost 7 months.
So he's almost 7 months. So 12 months ago, he could have been killed in this.
Yep.
12 months ago. I mean, you should see him. He's one of those kids that's like really like honed in all the time. He's always looking you in the eye. I mean, it's kind of weird. He's like he's almost like a 2-year-old looking at you. He's like 5 months old. But anyway, he could have been killed in this. And his head sold fresh, never frozen, for $515. And now we have proof that Planned Parenthood was actually selling organs, selling them for sure, but harvesting organs from living subjects, living human beings. Still going on. All right, let me close on a higher note than this. That's just too depressing. Here's a good, here's some good. Just leave that up. Aaron, put that back for just a second.
Sorry, organs.
I just want everybody to know that. I want you to see that. Screenshot that. That's the federal government selling organs, buying organs from living human beings. Just so you know, at one time, in my opinion, living human beings. All right, let's go to the next one. All right, we'll finish on an upper note, a higher note. All right, breaking positive note. World Boxing announces mandatory sex testing now so that this guy can no longer compete and beat the living crap out of women in the Olympics. Isn't that great? Testing for all by, why is this even an issue? But you know what? I'm glad that they're doing it. Lives a TikTok tweet. Says Iman Khalif will no longer, I'm going to put my own verbiage on here, will no longer be able to beat the living crap out of women and claim to be a woman's champion. How in the world? I almost grabbed the photo and made it bigger, but look at that guy. I mean, that's who won the gold medal at the Olympics. Beating the living crap out of women. One of the women, I don't know if it was the gold medal round or silver medal round or whether it was even medal round at all, but just stopped in the middle of the fight. That's it. I can't go against this. All right, let me go to this one. Riley Gaines video. Just side by side this one, guys. So here's Marissa. This is a fully penis man. And has his pants pulled tight so he kind of tries to look like a woman. Last night, actual last night, a man single-handedly carried his high school in Minnesota to a class 4A softball championship, Riley Gaines is writing. He pitched 14 shutout innings. Now, Brent, you're a baseball player, college baseball player. Mm-hmm. 14 shutout innings in back-to-back games. When does a pitcher ever pitch back-to-back? Ever.
Never.
But they did because this is a man. And shutout innings, and not one girl can touch him, can hit the ball because he's throwing it 10 to 15 miles an hour faster than any female they've ever seen. And he looks like he's 6'3". 14 shutout innings in back-to-back games. Pitchers pitch every fourth day. This guy pitched, I don't know how far the games were apart, but it's back-to-back games. So maybe it was 4 days apart. But I just want to put a warning out to all of the left-hard morons in the crowd clapping this guy on because of your great openness of mind and your great compassion and your great virtue. See the girls? This continues on. See the girls? You know, there's two out of the three in that frame are girls. They'll no longer have sports if this continues. Because who's going to get recruited to the college? That guy or somebody else who pitches that throws 20 miles an hour slower? So I just wanted to put that out there. I guess it's not a positive note, but it's just absolutely pathetic that people support this garbage. All right, that's it. 10:20. Rumble Rants tonight. Nate Dad won $100. Thank you so much, Nate Dad. Dave Souders, $10. Tim L. T-Bird. $10. Naz Yeager, $5. Hassle Free TV, $5. Mike Griffith, $5. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Thank you guys so much in the chat. Don't forget, join us at Foundation Church. We're setting all kinds of online attendance records. Don't go to a weak-kneed, lukewarm, non-preaching of hellfire and brimstone church. Don't go there. We're better off coming to a church that preaches the word instantly, in season, out of season, reproving, rebuking, exhorting with all long suffering and doctrine, 2 Timothy 4:2. You're better off going to us online than you are going to a weak-kneed, bent-over, lukewarm, COVID-caving church in person. Don't go. Just come join us. You want a church that's like this podcast? Come to Foundation Church in person. If you're anywhere close to 13,000 South Tamiami Trail, Northport, Florida. Even drive a couple hours. I mean, you don't have to come every week, but drive a couple hours, come see me. Introduce yourself to me, especially if I'll recognize it happens just about every week. Somebody in the chat introduces themselves to me outside. I'm like, oh yeah, I remember your name. So anyway, come if you can. Join us online, no matter what. Aaron will take the stage somewhere. You'll see Aaron. He'll be on the stage the whole time, but you'll see him somewhere around 10:10, 10:15. I'll start preaching somewhere around 11. So join us at Foundation Church, 10 a.m. this Sunday morning, Eastern time. If not, I'll see you Monday night for another short show. Monday night, 9 o'clock, as usual. Love you guys. Oh, forgot, stick around for the post game. Love you. God bless you.